They got rejected
for dental implants
by several different places. But anyone who was willing to help me, it was going to be so expensive and so much longer of a process. And that absolutely scared me to death.
Today, I'm joined by Randy, who wore dentures for 10 years before making the switch to dental implants. He's going to reveal a few surprising insights about dental implants that you need to know before making the switch yourself. Can you bring me back to a specific moment where you felt very limited in your dentures and why dental implants seem like the solution?
Well, both of my sons, they were graduating college. You know, the whole family, we get up there for pictures. So the second I started to smile and take my pictures, my teeth fell out. So not only was it humiliating to me of this secret that I was keeping from my kids and family, but all of these other kids were out there. And I know it had to be humiliating to my son. And I somehow found the humility to just pick them up, pour some water over them, throw them back in and get through those pictures because you don't get another chance at that. But I think I probably cried for about 3 straight days after that. I was so embarrassed and it just changed everything. Like the next nearly 10 years, that replayed in my head nonstop.
Oh, that breaks my heart for you and makes me want to give you the biggest hug ever. But like, it also makes me just so happy to see you now, and like, thank you so much for sharing that. I know that's a very vulnerable moment for you.
It is. I actually don't think I've ever truly told that story besides my family that was right there with me. I somehow did pretty well of hiding, and literally hiding. I didn't leave my house or interact or take pictures, so I just kind of disappeared from the world.
Right. You weren't living. You weren't living your life. Actually.
No, not at all.
Yeah. You know, whenever you were starting to, you know, look for something more permanent, you were like, I need to make something happen. What was it like searching for a dental implant place?
Well, when I initially started everything, I really wasn't truly clear on what full mouth implants were and such. So I spent a couple of years of going to consultations all around town. You know, each consultation I would go into, it would be, oh, well, you're gonna have to do this, but then, and we can get the implants in, but you're still gonna have your whole palate covered. Well, what the heck? Why would I want to spend X amount of money? Or it was, you don't have enough bone, or it was a combination of all of them. But in the end, anyone that could help me, because I got rejected by several different places. But anyone who was willing to help me, it was going to be a year and a half to 2 year long process. And that absolutely scared me to death because I'm like, what if I get into this? And I'm, you know, because there was going to be paying additional, you know, I don't know if it's the same now. As each thing would come up, I knew that I was going to have to pay for those additional visits that may or may not come along. And that was a scary thing too, because it's like, well, heck, what if there's another crazy, you know, exuberant amount that ends up getting added on trying to get this to work, because no one would promise me anything.
We're going to talk about kind of what your process looked like here in a second, but we're going to dive into those surprising things that you found out about dental implants and you think other people should know before considering them. So the first one I want to talk about is the bone loss. You mentioned that, but you know, dentures can contribute to bone loss in the jaw, and dental implants can actually, since they're being placed into the bone, can help prevent bone loss. But you do need to have good enough bone in the first place, like you said again, to get the dental implants. So right. I actually do want to show a quick clip from a doctor explaining that, just so people watching know more of why bone loss happens.
Because you no longer have teeth, bone loss actually continues to occur.
The most amount of bone loss occurs within the first year after you get all your teeth pulled. And after the first 3 years, bone loss actually continues at a rate of 0.1 to 0.2 millimeters every year, which adds up because every millimeter counts when you're trying to plan for implants.
You know, in your scenario, you said you were turned down, rejected from a couple places, said you didn't have enough bone. So when you walked into Nuvia, how did you find out if you were a candidate?
By the time I was finished with all my scans and all of those things, when I walked into my Smile Design, because they were like, you know, let's just roll right on. We've got through your consultation. Do you want to do this while you're here? And I'm like, well, heck yeah, whatever this is, let's go. I just want to know, you know. And we walked in, and first words out of his mouth was, you know, that he just was like, so how does it sound to know that you can eat apples in about 4 or 5 months from now? And I was like, wait, what? Like, what does that mean? You know, you skipped over the part, you know.
Right.
Do I have bone loss or not? And he's like, that's what I'm trying to say, is you're a perfect candidate. We don't have to do anything additional. There's, you know, no, just nothing else.
Right, because people who maybe don't tend to have enough bone, they can, there are other procedures like bone grafting and zygomatic implants where you can work around it, but they were like, you don't need any of that.
Yeah, I was completely not expecting that. You know, he's like, there's, you know, they're going to put in, like, I have 5 implants or posts as opposed to 4. And I'm not mad about that. It actually makes me feel more comfortable knowing that that's there, that there's, you know, backup ready.
Right.
So, I found out right on the spot.
The second thing you discovered throughout your process was there are different types of, you know, dental implant procedures that you can get done. Like you kind of mentioned, with the traditional all-on-4, you usually get a temporary denture the day of surgery that's fit onto your implants, and you could be in that temporary denture for up to 10 months. Or
yes.
Was it like that? Was it like all these appointments? Did you have to wear a temporary denture for a while? So what went down?
You know, you go in, have your surgery, and then the next day, you know, 24 hours later, they're putting those bad babies in. And it's just, it's pretty crazy. The one place I almost went with and was ready to take the bite, I remember when they put basically the set of teeth in my hand. And they're like, we want you to feel how strong they were. I felt like I was at the gym working out. And that scared me to death, like right away, because comparing that with Nuvia, when they put these cute little arches in my hand, I'm like, wait, these are really going to hold up? These are really that strong? And, you know, obviously after the explanation of everything, it made sense. I was told we need to hurry up and get this scheduled because Thanksgiving and Christmas are coming up and you're already not going to be able to eat those dinners. And I'm like, coming up, it's like March, April, May.
Like, my goodness.
I haven't even started sweating from summer in Las Vegas. What are you talking about? And she said to me, but if we get this started now, you're going to miss the holiday this year, but you will be done and in your permanence and ready for next year's holidays. So right off the bat, it was a year and a half plus before I was even going to have a permanent set of teeth in my mouth to even be able to eat. And it was going to be liquid diet in the beginning, where, you know, with Nuvia, 24 hours permanent, and you start on soft foods. So as soon as I was mentally prepared, which was about a week or so out, I was chewing my food and eating better than I had in almost 10 years.
Oh my God.
And I hadn't even gotten to my, you know, all clear, go out and take on the world. And, you know, that's a whole different story. I could talk for months on just that one day of everything I ate.
Oh my goodness. So were you able to eat Thanksgiving?
Absolutely. Had a feast for a king. That was the meal I had been waiting on, because my 4 months was up in August, actually on my birthday, funny enough, literally on my birthday. And, you know, so I started eating things right away, but it was like I instantly started planning this huge Thanksgiving meal, because I'm like, you know, I know it's a couple months away. However, this is the day where it's going down.
So now I kind of want to talk about, you briefly brought this up earlier, you know, you were getting your dentures, no cost to you at the VA versus, you know, kind of what's the payment looking like for you now?
Well, for me, you know, like I said, it's a little different because I do have benefits that more people than not don't have, I guess is probably the easiest way to put it. However, there's still the glues, there's still the, you know, the cleaners. And when I did have to put my dentures in, I would have to put so much glue that it was probably a week's worth of glue. Just trying to keep them in. And I would literally take my hands and squeeze my jaws to try to add while I'm squeezing down with my mouth. And because there was so much glue in there, then everything would stick. So I'd have to stick my finger. It was just this gross, nasty, horrible process. And I had to use a lot more than anyone else. And it still didn't work. In addition to constantly going, because when you get your dentures, even though the VA provides them, they don't intend for you to go every year and get a new set. That's just the way it works. And, you know, makes sense in general. So I could not imagine having to pay for the dentures and the realignments out of my own pocket like most people, because it is not cheap.
Nuvia it's an all-inclusive fee, right? So you either have a payment plan, you pay up front, but you have one price that's set and that will not change. So, I mean, has that been your experience of, like, you know, have you had any issues and had to go back, or what has that been like?
As far as that goes, you know, again, you know, like I said, it's something that I think, you know, and I think most of us, just being as clear as I can, have to go in with some kind of payment plan. But, you know, it's all about investing in yourself. And I went in and I knew that day to the penny what my payment plan was going to be each month. And I knew that was never going to change. So it was the decision I had to make. It was a decision I had to make based on my, you know, my budget, which I was able to change around. But there was no hidden costs that were going to come up that I was going to have to deal with. There was no, you know, each year my payment was going to increase. There was nothing. This is what it is, and this is what it is. It's not going to change. And, you know, that day at your consultation, and that is beautiful, because you don't have to go home and sit and sweat it out waiting on them to call you and say, okay, here's your final price, because I've been through that.
And I do want to mention, there are many questions people have about the cost. And thankfully, Nuvia has put together a cost guide that will cover a lot of these questions that people are having. And that's something you can download in the description below if you want to check that out. Randy, do you have any thoughts about the cost guide?
It's wonderful, because you know, okay, based on, you know, if you're going to fall into this range, this is about what you're looking at. And I know for me, it falls right in there. And not only did I know that day, I knew that the day after surgery, bam, permanent teeth. And it just, there's no price that you can put on that. My life is different, completely different. I sing in a chorus. I just traveled from Las Vegas to Minneapolis to perform there. And I mean, packed theater, full standing ovation. I've just played, I picked up one of my instruments and played at a concert on stage. I went from almost 10 years of having everything delivered and terrified to leave that I just bought a house like 2 days ago. And I don't even know what to think, you know, like everything in the world is all going on at once. And I'm like, you know, my joke is like, I'm about to go out in the middle of the street and do my floor routine, you know?
Oh my God, Randy, that is
so, I'm so excited.
That is so exciting.
And it's just everything. And I don't mean it to sound this way because, you know, you're interviewing me and we're talking about these things. I cannot lie. I don't know how to lie. Like, I'm just as honest as you can be. And when I say Nuvia 1000% gave me my life back, I wholeheartedly mean that, because it gave me the strength. It gave me the mental capacity where I wasn't just obsessed with my teeth and embarrassment. I could start thinking outside the box of learning how to live.
Now for You Ask, They Answer. These are coming straight from the Small Maker Club Facebook community. Aaron said, if you don't have any natural teeth and had dentures for a long time, do they usually do a wax up / try-in so you can see what the teeth will look like in your mouth before surgery?
You don't have any kind of wax try-ins or anything like that. It's all digital. But what is crazy cool is, and I didn't know this until it happened, was you're handed a piece of paper and it's got three images of your face on it with the three options, natural, round, or square, of shape of the arches, the teeth, and they're already placed in your mouth. So you get to look at yourself. You don't have any wax try-ons. You don't have any temporaries. You don't have anything. It's new age technology. You know, it's 2024. We don't have to go to a lot of the, people call them the flippers, I think, or, you know, things like that. They're able to superimpose and you get to see that image and you look at it and you're like, wow, wait a minute. Like, I can't believe how much I look already, how much better. And this is just an image. Like, I could only imagine.
Right.
And for me, it was dead on. Like, it wasn't like I saw this and then, you know, they came out and we're all, you know.
Oh my God.
Not that I expected that, you know, I have to over exaggerate a little. And then you also pick your color and they come in with your color options and, you know, you hold them up next to your mouth so you can see skin tone, you know, facial hair, all of those things. You know, they've already done your scans, you know, so they know all of the internal things, the bone things like that. They do, you know, the images, they do a lot of images from each side, you know, of your fake pictures, true images. And it's pretty cool because as each step is going on, it's like they're running those right over to the doctor and the doctor's then compiling your case instead of waiting until everything's finished, going to look at it 3 days from now, don't remember who you are. It's right on the spot. It's happening in real time. And that was something I didn't expect because I had not experienced that prior to Nuvia.
Jerry says, so I was wondering if anyone can possibly tell me if the pain and discomfort might be less if you're going in with all your teeth extracted for 7 years now and I've been wearing failed dentures. With the doctor giving me my implants and my new smile, do you think my recovery might be faster and less painful not having all my teeth pulled first?
Again, you know, I'm not a medical professional whatsoever, but being fairly active and trying to be supportive in the Smile Maker Club, you know, you're reading, you know, thousands of stories of folks going through the process. I personally feel like, yes, everything was easier because you're still having the major surgery of having the posts, the implants, put in, but you don't have the addition of the extractions, which are, you know, a whole different animal, right, of its own. And then I feel like, especially when it comes to the bruising and the swelling, I have noticed in my own investigation that it seems like the folks that have maybe had a lot more teeth that they've had to have extracted, no matter what bad condition they were in, seemed to have way more bruising. I had zero bruising, just a little bit of swelling here for a couple of days. And then the recovery time, yes, I absolutely feel as if it made it easier. I feel like there's such a quicker bounce back because you're not healing from the extractions on top of everything else. You've got your, like most everyone, first few days, from uncomfortable to some pain, and it's not unbearable pain. You just got to stay on your meds and be ahead of your meds and stay on your ice. If you follow the doctor's orders, you're going to be fine. Like, we've all stubbed our toe and it's hurt worse than this. And I promise I have stubbed my toe and it hurt worse than this, but you know, and not to make light of the pain I have. I'm a pretty big baby when it comes to pain, not going to lie. And if I made it through it, then I'm pretty sure anybody.
Cynthia says, I'm 57. I've had dentures since I was 22. My teeth started chipping and breaking off with each pregnancy. I'm afraid I won't be a good candidate because it's been so long. So, Randy, what advice would you give to Cynthia?
It's pretty simple. The more you're out there with the unknown, the more you're going to stay in your own head, and because you don't have the unknown. Download the cost guide. It lets you know, general costs and payments and things like that. Make your consultation because you go in that day and you know. There's no more wondering. You know.
If you found today's episode valuable, please consider giving us a rating or leaving us a review. It helps others discover the same information you did today.